the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, John Walt Boatwright, discusses the USDA's acknowledgement of the challenges America's specialty crop growers face. Chad Smith has the story.
America's specialty crop growers often face challenges that are unique to their segment of agriculture. John Walt Boatwright, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says USDA has acknowledged these challenges through the Marketing Assistance for Specialty Crops program.
A program designed specifically to help specialty crop growers deal with their rising input costs and volatile markets. USDA created this program in December 2024 and opened up an application period for specialty crop growers, specifically growers with commercially marketable specialty crops as defined in the program.
Boatwright says the funds can be used to address a variety of issues faced by specialty crop growers.
When we talk about specialty crops, we're talking primarily about fruit, vegetable, and nut crops, from rising labor costs to losing markets for a variety of different reasons to invasive pest and disease pressure. There are a lot of unpredictable factors involved in growing domestic fruit and vegetables in the United States.
Farmers who think they may fit the program requirements are encouraged to keep an eye out for future USDA announcements.
The goal, hopefully, is to pay attention to USDA announcements to see whether or not they may open this back up. The hope is that also growers will funnel up any issues, any feedback, good or bad, to improve upon the good work that they've already done.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Engaged Kansas involvement opportunities. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors, and if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Engaged Kansas is here to demystify public service and make it more accessible for anyone interested in shaping their communities. We know change and progress comes from individuals who act from the ground up. Offering ways to learn more and get engaged with local community groups, Engaged Kansas is dedicated to equipping community members to contribute to the well-being, health, and safety of their town, city, and state. From school boards and county commissions to Carl and Leadership Kansas, Engaged Kansas has many resources to help you prepare to serve. Kansas Farm Bureau also offers a campaign school, which provides anyone interested in running for state legislature, school board, county commission, or other public office the skills needed to campaign and execute a winning campaign. Whether you choose a mini session or a two-day workshop, Campaign School can teach you the nuts and bolts of campaigning and help you execute a winning campaign. To learn more, visit kfb.org for more information. Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Good friends can have fun doing just about anything, including yoga on a dairy farm. I recently helped out with a Yoga on the Farm event at Hildebrand Dairy near Junction City. It was hosted by Kansas Common Ground, a group of farm women who connect with the public about how food is grown. About 50 people showed up to stretch on the lawn near grazing cows. The cows watched for a bit, then went back to snacking, unimpressed by our poses. Beyond yoga, we toured the farm, saw the new milking robots, built a trail mix version of a cow's diet, and wrapped up with soft serve ice cream. What really stood out was seeing people connect directly with farmers, asking questions, learning where their dairy comes from, and walking away more confident about how food is produced. It was a fun, eye-opening day. If you ever get the chance to visit a farm event, go. You might learn something new, meet a farmer, and get a selfie with a curious cow.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.